And here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, July 24th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, welcome wherever you are in the world. Welcome. Whatever platform you are listening, welcome. Frankie, hey, how are you? Welcome, welcome. You finally made it to number one. Number one today. Minnesota. Hey, friend, how are you? Brina. Hey, hey. Hope everyone had a good weekend. I had a good weekend. I had a busy weekend, but it was good. It was good. I hope everyone's also having a wonderful day. It's hot, but I'm not complaining. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so get your own life together. Don't worry about mine. So why can't people just mind their own business? I mean, is there a particular reason why you have particular people? And I do believe it's a certain type of people. You guys, hey, Juju, welcome. You guys may disagree with me on this, but I do believe that even though everyone can get into everyone's business. I know I have done it before. At times I have not minded my own business, but again, I learned that lesson early on, and I tend to stay out of business that's not mine. But I do believe there's a particular type of person who just can't help themselves. They always have to be in your business. But if you look, you know, they're always trying to tell you how you should run your life or how somebody else should do theirs. But you look at their life and it's a fiasco. It's a clusterfuck. So I think that there is a particular type of person who just has to stay in someone's business. You know, and I think that a lot of those people, I don't know if it's the same personality trait. I don't want to go down that road with the personality trait. But I do believe that, you know, you have people who can't mind their own business because they're lonely, they're unhappy, or sometimes your business is better than theirs, you know. And I don't want to know if I want to say your business is better than theirs, but maybe your life is better than theirs. You know, so they have to constantly get into your life. Brenda says it's mid-80s here with no humidity. I'll take it. Yeah, the humidity will, there's definitely a difference. Brenda says, think that impose their opinions on others when they don't have their own stuff together, trying to deflect away from doing what they should be doing. Yes, 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 yes. You know, so, you know, but why is that? I mean, it's like, go do something. You know, go volunteer, go get a hobby, go. I mean, because there are lots of things to do in this world. There are. I mean, there's just so many things to do. So are those the people that they're lazy to get involved in their own life? And what I mean by that is, like, are they too lazy to jumpstart their own life? Are they too lazy to go and see if they need to volunteer here or, you know, go make a friend? I mean, I don't know, you know, but some people, it's like you're constantly telling them you should until you get to the point where you just say, you know what, I'm not going to suggest anything to you anymore because apparently you don't want to do it because you haven't done it, but stay out of my business. If I want to offer something, that's fine. And, you know, and I'm not talking about friends who will ask you, oh, so how's it going with this or how's it going with that? I mean, we all do that, but I'm talking about people who literally will just get in your business but won't stay out of your business. I know y'all know where I'm going with this, what I'm trying to say. yes, I'm telling you, Brenda, get a hobby. You know, there's so many things that you can do. There's so many different hobbies out there. There are things that you can do at home. There are things you can do with other people. There are things that you can do outside the home just by yourself. But there are just so many things out there that you can do, just not in my business. You know? So, and some people get into your business because they think they know better than you. They think that they know your business better than you. Well, you know, Solid, you know, you should do this because, you know, if you did this, whatever. And you're like, well, what the fuck is going on with you? Why don't you go back to your own business? Your own life, that's a clusterfuck. You know, hey, Mama Bear Tracy, welcome. You know, it's like, you know, they think that they know, they know better. They think that they're right, you know, so, and some people have nothing better else to do, which brings me back to the hobby thing. If you have nothing better else to do, get a hobby, you know, get a dog, get a cat, you know, if you're lonely, get a dog, cat, talk to them. Get a plant, you know, seriously, you know, you have nothing better else to do. I mean, just from, I have a garden that I'm very proud of. It takes up most of my yard, which the dogs don't like, but, just, you know, I can go out there every morning, which I usually am at like 6 a.m. and I look up and it's 8. Because I'm just doing so much stuff, and I'm talking about practically every day. I mean it is work, but it's a hobby. You know, it's something that I like doing. You know, I'm not saying that you got to go dig up your whole backyard, but you know, put one on your terrace, get one and put in your kitchen, do something. But just stay out of my business. Stay out of my business. You know. And Brenda, the only thing I say about the pet is you got to take care of the pet. You get a dog, you got to walk it. Okay. So you got to take care, as a pet, you know, so I don't know. Lily said, not same as people. okay, they're not in the room anymore, but I don't know what they mean by not same as people unless she meant that getting a pet is not the same as a person. Of course it's not. You know, but the whole thing is to do something where you're not in someone's business. You can get in the business of your pet. Just stay out of my business. You know? You know, and then it comes back to not having a purpose. You know, if someone doesn't have a purpose, are they in your business? So is that the same thing as being lonely? Is that the same thing? Hey, shorty, is that the same thing as being lonely? Is that the same thing of, you know, not having anything to do? You know, but seriously, it's like, can you just, you know, stay out of my business? You know, and I saw somewhere that some people think that if they're in your business, that they're saving you. You know, that they don't mean any harm, but, you know, if they just give you this piece of advice that they're saving you, that they're, you know, if you're dating this particular guy or dating this particular girl, or, you know, you're about to move into this house, or you're about to spend money on this or do whatever, that they feel that they have to save you. You know, no, you don't. And sometimes we need to have those life lessons that we learn on our own, so we know the next time it comes around again. Because a lot of times, you know, when we learn lessons, you know, the same lesson will come back around. Sometimes we get knocked in the head a couple of times before we finally get it. You know, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that I need you to come and save me. I don't need you to come and tell me what I should do. When, again, I look across the room and I'm looking at your life, and it's like, seriously, you going to talk about my life when your life looks like that? So, see, Juju says, when people get in my business, I say to myself, you need a problem. Oh, that's a good one. You need a problem. You need a problem. That's right. That you can go solve on your own. You need a problem. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. There are a lot of people out there who need problems. And Mama Bear says, I'm not saving you. I'm just being nosy. Rena says, there might be an easier way to turn the tables and say in a nice way, well, you're not doing too good. Should I take your advice? I mean, but Rena, okay, so I'm about to go there with what you just said. So why does it have to be in a nice way? If someone is consistently getting in your business or consistently just getting in other people's busy, you know, they're Mrs. Kravitz. Y'all remember, I know Juju knows who Mrs. Kravitz is. I don't know if the rest of y'all know who. I know Minnesota knows who, and Frankie knows who Mrs. Kravitz is. I don't know if the rest of y'all know who Mrs. Kravitz is. But, you know, some people are just that person who's looking out the window and always, oh, well, so-and-so just bought a new car. You know, then they have to come outside, you know, while it's parked in the driveway. You're coming out. Oh, I see you got a new car. You know, I hear those are pretty expensive, you know, for you to say, oh, yeah, I pay, you know, X amount of money for it. You know, it's like you have those people, you know. So why should you have to say in a nice way? Why can't you just come out and say, can you just stop being nosy and mind your own damn business? Because sometimes I think the people who just can't help it, they need that. They need you to just come out and say, mind your own damn business. Brina says it's like taking marriage advice from someone who's been divorced 10 times. Hello? Hello? You know, I mean, you know, when my husband and I first got married, this was, I think we had been married 2 years. A friend of ours invited us to hear someone speak. And this person had written a book, and she was doing this seminar on relationships. And we're sitting there and we're listening to her, and people were like getting all into like, yeah, yeah, you know, she's right, she's right, she's right. My husband and I are sitting there, you know, just looking at everybody, and we're looking at each other. It's like, this woman has been married 5 times. How am I going to take advice from her? I mean, and since then, she's been married two more times. So how are you going to get up in front of a room? And yes, yes, you can fall on your face four times and the fifth one's a charm, you know, whatever. But seriously, am I really going to take advice from you who's been married 20 times? Or am I going to look at somebody, and I'm not talking about the person in terms of politics. He just pops into my head because he's someone who's been married forever, over 70 years. Or am I going to take advice from somebody like Jimmy Carter and his wife, who's been married for over 70 years, about how to keep a relationship going, as opposed to someone who's been married 5, 10 times? You know, so seriously? You know, Brina says, at a certain point, I stopped being nice, but initially I tried to be nice. But Brina, how long does that initially go? Does that initially give them one time? You give them a second pass, a third pass, a fourth pass? I mean, that initially, how far does that go? yes, gave a seminar. You know, but, you know, so I'm just, you know, and Mama Bear says, I'd be wanting to know why you were married that many times, you know, and Mama Bear, is that rude? Is that a rude question to ask and say, oh, well, I see that you've been married, you know, 5 times, or you've been married 10 times. Can I ask why this hasn't worked for you? You know, the advice that you're giving, did it not? Can I ask why it didn't work for you? Why have you been married so many times? And Brina says, I think it depends upon the person. But Brina, does it really depend upon the person if they're a repeat offender? If they keep doing it over and over, you know, does it really depend upon the person? Does it depend upon if it's your friend, you know, your best friend or your cousin, or if it's just your coworker that you know, you just casually know? Or your neighbor that you casually know, whatever, or that classmate that you know, they're not your friend, but they're always in your business, or even if somebody that you hang out with, why does it have to depend upon the person if they're in your business? You know, because one thing that I tend to say to people, and it catches them off guard, is when I say, when they ask me a question, and sometimes I'll say, what business is it of yours? Because then they have to give me an answer. They have to tell me why it's their business. Why is my business your business? Or a nicer way to say it would be, why do you ask? But sometimes those people are repeat offenders, and it's like, what business is it of yours? You know, and then they don't know what to say. And then Mama Bear says, I don't think it would be rude depending how you ask. So Mama Bear, are you saying you don't think it's rude depending how you ask about someone else's business? Or, let's see, Brina says, some people really can't understand that they don't have their stuff together. They're just oblivious. I'm patient with people that don't know. But then there's people that just try to deflect to avoid working on themselves. Those are the people I have little patience for. So, Brina, do you really think that people don't know that they're getting into your business? I'm not saying the first time that they ask you, but if they do it a second time, I mean, because some things are just not your business. You know, some things you just don't ask people. There are some things that you just don't say. Oh no, why they have been married so many times. No, I mean, I don't think it's rude. No, I mean, yes, depending upon how you ask, but if you've been married 5 times and I've just met you, I'm not going to ask you, you know, why you've been married 5 times, but if you're going to stand in front of a room and try to give people advice on relationships, I'm going to ask you, and why have you been married five times? You know, is it you? You know, because when you look at people who have been married 5 times, you look at somebody like Elizabeth Taylor, who I do believe was married 8 times. But when you go back and you look at how many times her exes were married, a lot of them have only been married one time, or at the most twice. So is it me or is it you? Am I the problem or are you the problem? You're the one that's been married all these times. So you really want to get up in front of a, you know, I mean, that's just like somebody who's been a repeat offender and has been back and forth in jail for the last 20 years is going to stand in front of you and tell you how you should stay out of jail, but they're back in jail, you know, in 2 months, you know? You know, or that person who's telling you how to get a man, how to get a woman, or how you should do that. Yeah, if you just did this, whatever. But they're over there single. Really? You know, I have a girlfriend like that. Went to grade school with her. And we keep up with each other. She moved out to California about 10 years before me, you know, whatever. And she's always telling people, yeah, you know, you want to get that man, you should do this, you should do that. She can't keep a boyfriend to save her life, and she's never been married. Not saying that you have to get married, whatever, but she cannot keep a relationship. So how are you going to tell me if you are having issues, you know? And I asked her that. She got mad, but, you know, I'm like, how are you going to give people advice on relationships when you can't even keep a relationship? So, you know, I'm just saying. So then it comes again, I say, yeah, bring it. Yeah. Nope. You know, so, you know, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. You get your own life together, because we all have something going on. All of us do. All of us have some type of drama going on in our lives, be it relationship, be it financial, be it where you live, be it your kids, be it your spouse, your significant other, whatever, your job. Everybody has something going on, you know. And sometimes, you know, and I've said this before, sometimes you just need to sit back and keep your mouth shut. You know, sometimes you may think that you know or want to give advice to someone, but no, just keep your mouth shut. You know, and again, you know, there are times when people say something and I want to say something, it's like, nope, don't go there. Do not go there. Do not. And I keep my mouth shut. And some people have a hard time doing that. Just stay silent. Just shh. You don't have to comment on everything. Sometimes it's okay just to sit and listen, you know, or better yet, get up and leave the room or exit stage left, whatever. You don't always have to say something, you know, because sometimes when those people who do say something that's none of their business, they end up getting their feelings hurt, and then they're butt hurt, and then they're mad, you know, whatever, and can't understand, well, why did she do that or why did she say that? Well, you should have kept your mouth shut. You know, you should have minded your own business. Just mind your business. So. I didn't think I was going to have all this to say, but I well, I guess they do. And then you have, well, I'm sorry, yes, I do rather. And then some people, you know, they don't mind their own business because they need help. You know, they need help. Maybe they don't know how to ask for it, you know, and they need help. But I figure that if you're a repeat offender and if you need help with something, if you stay in someone's business and you can say to someone, I need help with something. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, and that might be mean to say, but it's always amazed me people who can say things to people, but then they can't say other things. You know, it's, you know, you can say this to that person, but when it comes to saying whatever about yourself or something else, you know, you just, don't. You just, you know, I don't know if it's you getting tongue-tied or you just don't, what I want to say. I don't know. I just think that if you can say certain things, then you should be able to say other things. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. So let's see. Let me get back these comments. Okay, Juju says, how about the person that keeps asking someone's business over and over and over year after year? Those are the repeat offenders I'm talking about. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. Those are the repeat offenders that I'm talking about. Those are the ones. Those are the repeat offenders that I'm talking about. The ones that just keep asking over and over and over and over and over. I mean, I have a neighbor who lives on the corner, and I swear everyone, you know, they dodge him because he's always, you know, he's the type of person who'll say, "Oh, Juju, I'm sorry, where did you say you work when you never said anything?" And you're like, I didn't. I mean, you have to come out and say things like that to him, you know, and he's like, Oh, so Rena, your birthday's coming up, right? You'll be how old? You know, well, no, my birthday's not coming up. My age is not your business. I mean, he's that type of person. You know, if you're out washing your car, he's the type of person who will come over and just start asking you. He just can't talk about random stuff. He can't talk about, you know, what's in the news or anything like that. He has to get personal. He has to ask you about personal stuff that's none of his business. You know, I see people, literally the person that lives across the street from them, they say before they put their trash out every week, they always look to see if he's out, and they hurry up and they put it out. And then they, you know, run back in the house. I'm like, that's a damn shame. You got to run from your neighbor because you don't want him, you know, you don't want him talking to you. You know, so, Brenda says, yeah, I couldn't deal with someone asking me the same question over and over again. They get cut off. And see, Brenda, for that, when people ask me the same question over and over again, I'm like, this is what I say to them, asked and answered, or asked and I chose not to answer. You know, and they stand there and they just kind of don't say anything. It's like, because I try to say things that are going to get people that it's going to catch someone off guard. It's like, don't try to catch me off guard. Don't try to put me on the spot, because I'm going to have a retort that's going to do what you're trying to do to me. So I'll just leave them hanging. Let's see. Juju says, I know for repeat offenders that live in my family. Oh, Juju, you and your building, boy. Four repeat offenders. And Brina says, some people don't like the fact that some people are just private. It's almost like they take it personal. Yes, they do take it personal. They really, really do. It's like, I don't want to share my life with you, or I don't want to share this particular thing. Or, you know, have you all ever been around people like this? And this bugs me, because I know people that do it, and one particular person consistently does it. I have to consistently say something to her. And the last time I said something to her, I hit her hand, and I hit it hard enough where it hurt. And I'm going to tell you what this person did. The people who, when you go shopping and you run into them, you know, at the store, at the mall, or wherever, and you're walking out and you have your bag, oh, what did you buy? And they're looking in your bag, you know, and I'm like, you know, can you mind your own business? Can you stay out of my stuff? Well, the last time this person did it, I hit their hand hard enough where I knew it would hurt. And she got mad. you know, and she's like, well, you didn't have to hit me. I said, you didn't have to get in my bag. How many times I've told you to stay out of my bag? What I buy is not your business. I'm not all up in your bag. Don't get up in mine. You know, it's like, why? And Shorty goes, yes. Yes. That's right. That pow pow. You need, they need that. You know, so, my your business, you know, I don't know. I wish I knew that song, Juju, because the song I'm going to play at the end is Salt and Pepper's Mine. None of your business. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, this is my bag. I am not sharing. I did not say, hey, look at what I bought. I did not do that. So why are you in my business? Why are you in my business? You know, but some people, they just released 3 days ago. Okay. I wouldn't have been able to put it on here then. You know, I just, you know, because then she's lucky that she just got that pow pow, because some people, they get seriously violent. Some people, you know, have died for less. You know, it's like, seriously, mind your business. But some people, again, they just don't seem to I'm sorry, guys, an ad popped up on one of my screens and I was looking at it, so sorry about that. Some people can't, they got to know. But Shorty, I mean, seriously, why do you have to know? Why do you have to know, you know, what I'm doing? Why do you have to know that? Why is it necessary for you to know? Hold on 1 second. There we go. You know, so I don't know. Let's see, because they want to keep tabs on your life. But Shorty, you know, can you worry about your own life? Can you worry about your own life that you need to keep tabs on, that you probably seriously need to keep tabs on? Then Mama Bear says, because I'm the type of person who needs to know everything. You know, I'm sorry. You cannot know everything. And see, those are the people that get butt hurt. Those are the people who end up getting butt hurt. Because, because they're very nosy, but they also get butt hurt by people like me, because I'm going to come out, for me personally, I'm going to come out and say something that, you know, you may not want to hear, but you need to hear. You know, don't tell me that you're telling me something's not your business, but then you turn around and you make it your business. You do something where you're, you know, if something's not your business, then don't ask. If it's not your business, then don't ask. Stay out of it. You know, and I'm not saying you see people going into somebody's house, they don't come out, your neighbor's out in the back digging, you know, digging holes. They got 9 holes in the backyard. You saw 9 people go in, 9 people didn't come out. Well, maybe you need to get into someone's business then. Or, you know, there's a smell that's coming out of somebody's house that doesn't exactly, you know, smell like they're baking a cake. Maybe you need to get into their business. But I'm talking about just everyday things. Uh-uh. Brendan says, relationships are a progression. There's a difference between being personable and being nosy. People that are personal, genuinely want to know you as a person, people that are nosy, want to find stuff out, and then go tell other people for whatever reason. I'm going to agree with that to a point, Brina. Excuse me for a moment. Okay. I'm going to agree with that to a point, because is it possible to genuinely want to know someone, but you're being nosy? Is that possible? Is it possible to genuinely want to know someone, but you're being nosy? Juju says, my father-in-law was a lawyer. He told me if anyone asked me questions, ask them 10 questions and then they leave you alone. That's a good one. That's a good one. You know, if they, you know, ask you a question that's none of their business, ask them another question. You know, just answer the question with a question. You know, maybe they'll get the hint. Maybe they won't. And you're interested in getting to know people. Yeah, I mean, Brandon, yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, we all want to get to know certain people. I mean, certain people, you want to get to know certain people you can care less about. But, she said yes, and they leave me alone. That's in my vault for next time. Right, Rena? You know, so, and Mama Bear says, Brina, you're right. I mean, everyone wants to get to know people, but there's just some things you just don't ask people. There are some things you don't ask. You know, some people do go too far. I had a neighbor who asked me, why do you only have one child? And I looked at her and I said, well, why do you have five? And she just, her mouth was just like hanging open. I'm sorry. I don't think it's your business to, why do I only have one? Is that your business? Just like, is it my business to know why you have five? I don't care how many children someone has. I don't care if you don't have any. I could care less. Those are questions that you don't ask people. I would never ask people why they have a certain amount of children. It's not my business. You know, I think it's rude to ask people, unless you're having a conversation with someone and they volunteer it or, you know, whatever. I don't think you should ask people, well, how come you're not making more money? Why are you working at a job that pays so little? Why did you, you know, why did you get fired? Why did you, I mean, that's not my business. That's not my business. But people, they want to go there. And Brina says, you can't force it, though. No, you can't. You know, but they still want to go there. And Mama Bear says, I was just going to mention that. Shorty's laughing. Knowing me, I'll probably say all of them got the same day. Oh, Mama Ben says, when someone asks me, they shut up real quick when I tell them I have one in heaven and one on earth. I mean, see, I mean, this is what I'm saying. You know, it's like you don't know what a person's circumstances are. But again, it's not your business. And Mama Bear, that would shut me up really fast, your answer. But at the same time, it's one that you shouldn't have to give. It's one that you should not have to give. Yeah. If they want to ask questions, I want to ask questions too. So I just say when people get nosy, you know, just going forward, they ask you a nosy question that's none of their business. Ask them another one. You know, but like I said, my go-to for a lot of questions is why do you ask? Why do you ask? Because then, you know, some people are at a loss for giving you an answer. Because they don't expect you to say that. Just like they don't expect, you know, when you go into the grocery store, I was at the market Friday. And they were like, oh, did you find everything you needed? I said, no, I did not. And the bag boy and the cashier, they looked at each other. They're like, oh. And I said, yeah, you don't expect people to say no, do you? And they looked at each other and they started laughing. They asked me what I was looking for. I told them, you know, somebody went to get it for me, you know, and that was it. But it's like, you know, when you answer someone with an answer, they're not expecting. Sometimes it makes me kind of laugh inside the look on people's faces because they don't expect you to go there. They don't expect you to give that answer. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of people, a lot of people, they just fall into line and people will ask them questions that's none of their business and they'll give them the answer. You know, and I think if more people stop doing that, maybe those people would learn to mind their business. But again, that's just me. You know, that's just what I think. Gigi says, I don't ask questions because my brain is crowded. I don't need to add more crap in my brain. That's unnecessary. Oh, Juju, I just love you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know, like, yeah, and Juju's right. You know, we all got our stuff going on. We all got stuff going on, whatever. So I really, you know, honestly, and for the most part, unless people volunteer, I truly don't want to know. You know, it's like, unless you want to tell me, you know, if you're having a bad day and you want to tell me you're having a bad day, you know, whatever, you know, but I'm not going to ask. I'm not one to just get into people's business and ask and stuff because why? I mean, why? Hey, Shorty V.
Hey, Solid. How you doing?
I'm good. So has anybody ever asked you something that was like just really like seriously?
Ask me what's going on with me? Oh yeah, I know plenty of people like that. Not you, Tracy, because see a lot of people go like, well, I'm sorry. Okay, not y'all. I'm talking about everybody else on the lobby. I had this one girl I know. I used to stay at. She every time I leave, where you going? I'm like, okay, I'm going to the store. Okay, whatever. Oh, what you gonna get? I'm like, y'all don't. Like, why you wanna know everything? So I'm like, okay, whatever. She seen me come back, put the groceries up, whatever. What you got? I'm like, I just got food for the house. Then she told me that one time I wasn't having a good day or whatever. Where you going? I told her, bitch, you don't leave me the hell alone and go on about your goddamn business. I'm gonna show you. I'm going to show you where I'm going in the next 2.5 seconds. She ain't never asked me no more again.
And see, and that's what I mean, because you have people who, okay, what about this one? Okay, so you go to the store and you come back, say with, I'm just throwing this out there. You come back with a big package of paper towels, like 8 in a pack. And your neighbor, your friend, they see you taking this out of the car. Oh, girl, you need to give me some paper towels. I need some paper towels.
Oh, that happened all the time. Oh, I'm like, well, you know, okay. Give me the money for it.
Right. They think that just because you have more than one,
No, I only got you're 20. Supposed to, it don't matter, saying, if, I right. it don't matter if I got a 24 pack. That don't mean it's for you.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to pay me for one of those roles. It's like, I had to buy it. You know, I have, what do you call it? Forever stamps. And when they first came out, my dad, being a mail carrier, you know, he said, you know, you guys really need to get some of these stamps because, you know, stamps are going to start going up, whatever. And he went out and bought my sister a roll of, I kid you not, he bought my sister a roll of 3,000 for forever stamps. And this is when they first came out, and bought me a, you know, he bought me 3,000 for forever stamps. He said, this should last you all basically forever. I still have those stamps, and I still use them. Over the years, I have had friends who have said, girl, you have all these stamps. You should give me some. I'm like, are you going to pay me for them? Well, you have all of these. Well, they just didn't fall out of the sky. Somebody had to pay for them. You know, and that's, you know, and it's like, are you kidding me? You know, green or right, you need to give me money or go get your own. But people don't do that. Go get
No, that's just like you said, if you need something in the house and you forgot to go to the store, you go over there and say, you've been giving stuff, and they ask it, let me go over there and knock on your door. Hey, neighbor, hey, friend, how you doing? Look, listen, I need me some sugar, some flour. You got bread and milk? I need that to make some. They going to tell you, you need to go to the store by yourself. So then, that's just like you coming to ask me for something. I'm coming to ask you for something, too, and you ain't going to get it to me. So next time you ask me for something, I'm going to tell you to go do the same exact thing.
Or they so-called borrow it, and they never, at least, can you at least return it? I mean, can you at least, you know,
nah,
can you at
they
least?
They ain't going to do that.
But so I'm like, no. I mean, and I live next door to someone. This is the same girl that I went to school with when I moved down here. I ended up moving next door to her like 2 years after I got out here. And I literally, every time I came home, I literally, you know, if I went to the store or something, I have to back my car in to the garage and take the stuff out of my car. So, you know, because when you pull into the garage, you have your lift gate open, whatever, your trunk, whatever. People can see what's in your car. I literally had to start backing in so I can take stuff out so she could not look over her balcony and see what I have. And I thought that was ridiculous, you know, and then she would ask me, girl, why are you backing in?
I would have told her, you want to know why? Stop being so goddamn nosy.
And that is basically what I said. She got mad and didn't speak to me for like a week. I didn't care. I didn't care. But it's like, damn, I got to back in just so, you know, you can't see what's in my car. You know, and then I just started doing it. It just became a habit because if I had a lot of stuff, it was just easier to back in and put the thing up and just take the stuff, you know, back and forth into the house. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, just nosy ass people. Brenda says we need neighbors like that around here for when we get a snowstorm and can't actually get to the store. Oh, that's a friend, Brina. Oh my God, Mama Bear says. You know, so I don't know, y'all. I just think, you know, but Shorty, I'm gonna tell you, if I come over your house and if I'm cooking and there have been times when I've been cooking, whatever, I'm like, damn, you know, I need another egg, or you know, I'm out of eggs, or I do have to run back to the store. But there have been times when I've gone over my neighbor's house, whatever, and I will come back the very next day. It is never more than 24 hours. I am giving you your stuff back. And they're like, oh no, you don't have to. No,
because you never know, because you know what?
They'll talk behind your back. Soon as you close that door, I bet you that mother ain't gonna give you back.
And I'm usually giving you more than what you gave me.
Right. You know, for the appreciation of you letting me borrow something. You know, that's always been me. I always give it back 10 times fold. You know what I mean? So it's like, but see, a lot of people take advantage of that. You know what I mean? Because they're like, dang, knowing you have it, I'm going to see if I can go get it from that person to that person. You got to be careful with that, though.
But some people, but not only that is you want to return it because you never know when you might have to come back to that person again. I mean, not that you would make a habit out of it, but you don't want to go back to that person and like, well, damn, I gave you something last time. You didn't even replace it. So it's like you replace stuff. And Juju says, it has its pros and cons. I live in a 31 unit condo, 4 noisiest people in the whole wide world. Oh, Juju and that building. You just killing me, girl. You're killing me. So Shorty, if I'm gonna use me as an example, or you can use somebody else, but if I came over your house and I borrowed something from you, I said thank you, whatever, went about my way, didn't replace it. Let's say a month later, I came back, knock, knock, knock. Hey, Shorty, what's up? Oh, can I borrow da-da-da-da again? Would you give it to me?
Okay, man.
See, if I know you, you know, we cool with each other, you know, I'll give it to you. You know what I mean? I want to ask for it back.
At what point will it start to wear on you if I come back a third time and I replace it or didn't, whatever, I come back a third time and I'm asking?
I'm going to be like, you okay? Let me, I'm like, come on. Let's go to your crib. Let me see what you got in there. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to get it for you. You know, instead of you keep coming over here, we're going to go to the store. We're gonna stock up on something.
But is it stocking up? Because the reason why I ask it is because you can stock up on something and I can use everything that you bought me, but I used it up. I'm just too lazy to go to the store and get it myself. So I'm coming next door to you because I said at what point? At what point if I hey Shorty, I'm making this again, or hey Shorty, I'm making this or whatever, and I'm constantly borrowing, but I'm not replacing.
Oh no, see, it's gonna have to be a point where you have to set that boundary, because like I say, some people will sit up there and just keep doing it just to do it. You know, eventually you'll get tired, you're gonna have to cuss them out. You know what I mean? You'll be like, damn, you can't go get it your damn self. You stop being so damn lazy and get your ass in the car and go to the store down the street, or walk to the gas station and get you some eggs, high price eggs. You know what I mean? It all depends on how you want to do it.
And that's what I'm talking about. And then Brendan says, give them directions to the food bank. And I'm not talking about people who can't afford it. I'm talking about people who, you know, can't afford it. They're just too damn lazy just to go to the store and get it themselves.
And you know they lazy?
You know.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, Or those people who say, where are you going? And they know damn good well that on Fridays you usually go to the store, and they know you're going to the store, and they say, well, can you pick me up this, and this, and this? But they don't give you any money to go pick up this, and this, and this. You know, and then they go, oh, thanks, girl. You know, whatever. But you know that they have the money to give it to you. Or, you know, so.
I'll be like, where the money at? Give me the money.
Yep.
Give me the money. If you can't give me the money, I ain't getting you No, thank you.
See?
Once, but. Mm-mm.
See, and that's why I say, if you're that repeat offender, at what point? And then Brendan says, food is too high to give away all the time. That's true. To be fair, I would probably get cursed out by Shorty because her food looks delicious.
Yeah, I'll give parts. You food. Cook food. I'll give I'll you food all day. That's no problem. I'll give you food. If I'm cooking, I got a lot. Look, here you go. Here a couple of plates. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like stuff I gotta make with.
But it's the person who always comes for that plate, but they don't want to reciprocate in any way. It's like they always happen to show up at dinner time.
Oh, nah. See, if I know you cooking at the same time, I'm finna come over there and get me my plate. What you over there cooking? And I can smell it, and I'm good.
It's like, you know, don't always come over here to get a plate. Why don't you bring a plate for me? You know, but I don't know. You know, people do so many just things.
Weird.
I don't want to say the word ungrateful. I guess I want to say where they take advantage and they know they're taking advantage. Mm-hmm. Because I think that people truly know that they're taking advantage of you. I think people truly know that they're in your business. I think people truly know that they're pushing and they just want to see how far they can push. And then, you know, and some
they
people
don't like it.
No, they don't. And then they go to the next person. You know, you have that relative, you know, who they go from relative to relative to relative because, you know, they see, okay, well, I've stayed with Aunt Sue for so long and she's, you know, Aunt Sue put me out. So now I'm going to go live with Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe put me out. But see, they come to my house. They not getting in. Period. Nope. Go to a hotel. Here's some money. You need some place to stay? Here's some money. Go to a hotel. Don't come back. Don't come back asking me for anything else. I gave it to you once. Go somewhere else. Better yet, go get a job. Go to a shelter. Go. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I know a couple of relatives like that. Solid. I know a couple of them like that. Yeah. My brother,
fact,
one of them.
In fact, I have a show that I'm going to be doing about relatives. But I mean, you know, people just don't. I mean, they just don't. I mean, they just. I mean, I don't know if it's just they don't care. I mean, could that be it? That some people just don't care, or they just want to see how far they can push you.
It's both. They don't care and they trying to see how far they can push you because they take your kindness for weakness. But see, a lot of people get pushed up against the wall with that kindness and then when they start going off on you and you see the other side, you can be like, dang, like you ain't had to be like that. Dang. Snoozy bitch. Like, you understand what I'm saying? But people push you like that to be able to get that far instead of you trying to be nice and warn them instead of getting to that point. Yeah. Sometimes you have to get to that point to show them like, damn, like, chill the hell out. I've been trying to tell you, but you don't want to catch heat.
But see, that's why I like to tell people up front. And Brina, you know, when people are getting to know me, if they just met me or they're getting to know me, one thing that I tell people, I have very little patience for anyone who is emotionally needy. I have very little patience for people who ask questions over and over and over and over. I have very little patience for people that like to argue. I say all that up front. I have very little patience for other people's children if they're in my house, you know, whatever. In fact, for the most part, I have a no children rule in my house. I let people know in advance so you can get pissed off, you get mad, whatever. But I told you because and that is what I say. I tell people so you cannot come back and say, well, damn, Sally. Nope. I told you. You know, so I, you know, so I can't, you know, if you get butt hurt, oh, well.
It is what it is, solid. You set your boundaries. You tell people your boundaries. If they can't abide by them, oh, well, go do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you know, so I mean, do you guys think that's rude for me to tell people up front? Because I find for me it saves me aggravation in the end because I told you. So nothing should be unexpected. I told you.
No, you're not rude. That's just how you are. And they gotta respect that. If they can't respect that, they can go somewhere else. Because I'd rather you tell me up front and then find out later that's how you really feel.
And that's why I tell people up front. And that's why, you know, when you're traveling, whatever, that's why, ladies, I tell you up front, if we go somewhere, I got to have my own bathroom, my own space, my own this, whatever, my own room, whatever, because I cannot. So not where we going to, you know, get someplace and say, oh, I'm going to share with you, or, hey, Sally, you might, nope. I'm telling y'all up front before we even get on the plane, 5 weeks before we leave. That's what it is. I tell everybody up front. So, Minnesota says Solid will tell you. You're just saying both of you time. Oh, boy. Well, I mean, Shorty, Brina, sorry.
I need no, we shit. Already know. Look, I already know. We already discussed this. I already know.
You know, so I mean, I'm just saying, but there are people. I mean, I have been places with groups of people, and this one particular person did this twice, and we went somewhere. Everybody knew how I was, whatever. You know, rented my own room. You know, made my own flight, whatever. Somebody had a friend whose cousin was, you know, what do you call it? Travel, you know, person, whatever, agent. And, you know, she's like, yeah, you know, she can make all our stuff. And I'm like, no, I'll make my own, you know, oh, we can get on this airline. I got points and everything on this particular airline. I always fly them. I got my points, my mileage, all this other stuff. So I make all my stuff, you know, whatever. So we get there, and one particular person, like I said, she's done this twice, shows up. She doesn't have any money. She got on the plane on a vacation for 5 days with no money. So everybody's like, well, okay, well, why don't we pitch in? Why don't we pitch in and everybody can, you know, give this. And I'm like, I'm not. And they're like, well, damn, you're not. I'm like, well, first of all, and I asked her, why did you get on the plane? She's just looking at everybody. And I'm like, and you already owe me money. She I didn't say how much she owed me, but she owed me like $500. So I'm like, if you can't pay me my $500 that you owed me for years, I'm supposed to give you some more money? So one of the other girls was like, well, yeah, she owes me some money too. So everybody was like, well, yeah, she did get on this plane, whatever. But I said, I suggest you call your parents, call your sister, call your brothers, call one of your family members and ask them to wire you some money. She didn't want to do that, but she ended up doing it. Come to find out, her father gave her this big lecture about every time you do this, so it's a habit with her. We go somewhere again, and I specifically say, I hope everybody has money. I hope everybody has this, and they're prepared, whatever. She does it again. And everybody says again, well, we can, I'm not. Get on the phone, call your parents and have them send you some money. Was I rude?
No, ma'am. Because if I don't have no money to go nowhere, what's the point of me going somewhere? And that's embarrassing.
But you have people that do that, though. You have people who won't do that. She is not in, of course. She's not an isolated case. You have people who will do that, you know? And then it was like the person who she was rooming with, you know, she ended up, ordering all this room service. And the other girl had put her credit card down when they checked in. I said, see, that's the first problem you shouldn't have done. You should have made her put her card down. But then again, if she put her card down, you probably wouldn't have had a room unless you roomed by yourself. So now it's like, you know, whenever she brings it up, everybody's like, I'm not going on vacation with you. I'm not going to, nope. Mm-mm. So she's going to order all this room service, but she pay for it. How do you come, first of all, with no money, and then you're going to get room service and put it on somebody else's card? But people do it because they think that they can get a way with it. And then for her,
that's what you call them.
Not only shorty, but I think that, see, me, if she didn't have a good thing that she had a round trip, because if she didn't, she would have been left, because I would have left her there.
I would have too. Shoot.
You know, it's like I said, get on the phone, call your mommy, your daddy, whomever, and you get some money from them. She didn't want to call them, because come to find out from her parents and from her family, it was like, she does this all the time. She owes all of us money, whatever. And I still haven't seen my money, which I know that I never will.
You know, she ain't even try to pay you back little by little, nope, like 25.
Never brought it up. Nothing. Just, you know, you have those people that you loan money to, and they're like, oh girl, I'll give it back to you when we get back to the house.
Oh yeah.
Or I'll give it back to you, whatever. They never bring it up. They never say anything. They never, and the times that I did bring it up, she's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get paid, whatever. She never gave it to me. But I just wrote it off. I said, okay. I said, one day you're gonna be in a position where you're really going to need my help, and I'm not going to help
right.
you. I am not right. going to help you, and you're not going to have anybody else, and I'm going to say no, and I will.
So see, that's the thing with people. If you need something, like if you need to borrow something or something, you need something, if they give it to you, please give it back, because you burning bridges like that. Because you know, like you said, Sala, you never know when you're going to need them again.
You're right. You're right. And Juju says, if I had not enough money, I would have stayed my ass at home. And I would too. You know, I mean, it's like, seriously, it's like, you know, if you're on vacation, you budget, you know how much money that you're going to spend or you want. I mean, I want to be able to go buy that t-shirt, you know, whatever, that $20 t-shirt that I don't need, but it's my money. I should, you know, I want to be able to buy it, you know, whatever. But yeah, so I just chalk those up in the column with the people who need to get their own life together.
True. But you also got to see it like this, Solid. It could be, you might not get it back, but you know what? God knows what you're doing. It's a blessing for them, but sometimes it's a pain for you. But, you know, one door closed, another one open. You know, a bigger blessing is right around the corner.
That's true. This is true. This is true. My mouth is so dry. I'm drinking water like crazy. But, yeah, so... That's all I got, y'all. So, Shorty, you want to have any last words of wisdom?
Thank you for letting me up here as usual. It's always fun up here on your show.
You don't have to wait till I invite you. You can pop up whenever you want. All of you guys can pop up whenever you want. But I know my silent ones, and I know the ones that that will talk. But I will say this. Juju, I'm about to talk about you, friend. Juju may not pop up on the panel, but Juju has been with me from day one when I was with my very first, when I used to podcast on Zoom. She would pop on, it would just be me and her. It would be me and her, and then Shy Lady came on. And it would be the three of us. But Juju has been with me from the very beginning, and I thank her for that. But even though Juju doesn't pop up on the panel, when you talk to her, you know, have a conversation with her one-on-one or whatever, Juju is funny as hell. She's a very sweet, sweet person. But she is funny. She is funny, 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 funny. And now she's on Discord. So beware, y'all. So I'm hooked on Solid. That makes you sound like you're hooked on phonics. So oh boy, but no. Yeah. She is a friend. So anyway. I'm going to leave y'all with None of Your Business by Salt and Peppa to take us out. So here we go.
What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating.
Can you all hear that?
Because I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to. It's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind. I tell you one more time, it's none of your business. Now who do you think you are? Put in your G2 cents in. Don't you got nothing to do? Then worry about my friends. Check it. I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I popped one. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. I never poke my nose where I'm not supposed to. Believe me, if it's something that I want, I'm stepping closer. I'm not one for playing high pole like the Hossa Diddy 90210 type of hoe. I treat a man like he treats me. The difference between a hooker and a hoe ain't nothing but a feat. So hold your tongue tightly. Wish you could be like me. You're popping all that mess only to stress and to spite me. Now you could get with that or you could get with this, but I don't give a shit, cause really it's none of your business.
1993, S&P, packing and macking, bamboozling and smacking suckers with this track in. Throw the beat back in.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to.
It's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind. I tell you one more time.
Many rules am I to break before you understand that your double standards don't mean shit to me? I know exactly what you say when I turn and walk away, but that's okay, cause I don't let it get to me. Now every move I make, somebody's clocking, so ask me nothing, will you just leave me alone? Never mind who's the guy that I took home to bone.
Okay, Miss Thing never giving up skins. If you don't like him or his friends, what about that Benz? Your pet pep's got an ill rep with all that macaroni trap for rap. You better step. Or better yet, get your head checked. Cause I refuse to be played like a fitness and trick deck of cards. No, I ain't hard like the bitches on a boulevard. My face ain't scarred and I don't dance in bars. You can call me a tramp if you want to, but I remember the punk who just humped and dumped you. Or you can front if you have to, but everybody gets horny just like you. So, yo, ho, check it, double deck it, on a regular butt naked. Pep's ass gets respected, miss, but it's none of your business.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to.
It's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind. I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
So the moral of this story is, who are you to judge? There's only one true judge, and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.
The soul and Peppa's got it swinging again. The soul and Peppa's got it swinging again.
Well, everyone, that's it. Enjoy your day or weekend, or your day or evening, rather, wherever you are. I hope to see you tomorrow. And that's it. Bye.